Now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry of the boys over at Tri-County High School. They have been pretty busy here over the past week or so. We will start with a week ago tonight. Loss at Southwest Livingston, a very good Southwest boys team this year. A 50-21 loss two nights later to Union Star, and an 0-2 week thus far at the HTC tournament, although it would appear to be, well, you got two teams that are hungry for a victory. Certainly seventh place game. This sounds like a broken record. We're going to put weather into this conversation, Coach. Your scheduled play at 5:20 tomorrow against Newtown Harris, and whether you play or not tomorrow, your guess is as good as mine, right?
That is correct. When weather sinks up, but we're looking forward to the next game. We've had some rough ones where we're still trying to find some pieces to put together. Intensity, as soon as you step on the floor, it's one of those that we see moments where we're clicking together, and then moments where we're not.
Yeah, if I go back and look at the schedule, we kind of talked about the game against East Harrison back on the 17th, so about 2.5 weeks ago. You lost that 151-44, but that was a very competitive game against a good team. And we kind of talked about that, you know, being one that the boys could build on. And for whatever reason, I know level of competition has been pretty good too. Just hasn't happened. They've had trouble putting the ball in the hoop the last four games.
That is correct. We've kind of lost our shot a little bit during that snow break, and kind of shook us a little bit. And the pressure of the season winding down really takes a toll on especially young players and a group that's we've been struggling to get in that win column, but making sure that they see improvement even whenever it's not there.
Now, we know that we talked about last week that when you get matched up with Winston, it's going to be a tough opening round opponent, and certainly that was the case on Saturday. I don't have all the details from last night against East Harrison, Coach. Your second go-around against them, how'd you play last night?
Well, we were right there with them. We shifted a little bit in defense, trying to take away some others and kind of pressure for some quick turnovers. But we were within 11 points in the third quarter, just had Noah Tomlinson hurt an ankle right before the end, and it just kind of waned on us, and a lot of pressure defense kind of wears you out after a little bit. We saw moments we were scoring the ball better, just in the fourth quarter kind of fell apart.
Yeah, if you do, you scored 42 last night, which, that's a number that any coach would want to be a little bit higher than. But if you compare that to some of the recent outings, too, when you were stuck in the 20s, 42 is a better number. So your offense was much better last night.
For sure. We had players step up, and some of them just really knowing where they get those easy putback points, or whether it's just making a play that is tough. And that's kind of in the right direction we needed to go. It's been a struggle, and maybe we found our stride.
Well, and I mentioned this at the front of the interview. You have a game against Newtown Harris that they're in a pretty similar situation as you guys. You know, young kids and in learning on the fly, and, you know, trying to get better, taking more losses and wins, certainly. So both teams are going to look at this game tomorrow night, assuming it's played tomorrow night for seventh place. Both are going to look at it as a chance to get a victory. And for you, that's a good spot to be, because you want to see how your boys react to that sort of situation, right?
That's for sure. Anytime you have an opportunity to possibly show how much you've improved or you've worked on stuff against team, having that early loss against them kind of really haunted us a little bit early on, and that's something that we want to make sure that we show that we've improved, working on crucial players and knowing that this is an important game for both teams, and we're both need to come out ready to go to match that intensity.
So the first time we played Newtown Harris, it was 2 weeks, 2 months ago tomorrow, the 6th of December. 47-38. That came after a lopsided loss to a really good Pattonsburg team, where you lost that 184-22. When you look back at that Newtown Harris game, Coach, was there any kind of hangover effect from the Pattonsburg game, or no?
I think you're always going to have that a little bit whenever you or that early in the season taking a loss like that. It's hard to bounce back and show that you if that was just a tough game and not let it get to your head or anything like that. We started off strong in that game, just capitalized, and whenever Andrew Garcia had 27 points against us that last time, it makes it very tough to really shut down a team when someone's shooting the ball that well, and So we have to be able to make those adjustments.
I think if I look at it from your perspective, and you know, where would the Mustangs' advantages be? And Garcia is a very good scorer for the Tigers. He's also a guy that Newtown Harris is very dependent upon to get victories and get points on the board, where I feel like that you guys, if you got the offense going well, you could be considered a little bit more balanced. Do you look at it that way and say offensively that could be an advantage for the Mustangs?
That's for sure. He is also a very good defender, and whenever you split the floor and we have that many people that we can score, it's hard to shut us down a little bit better. We have different players, it seems like, each given night that might be stepping up to score and shoot the ball well, and being able to put that all together into one game is crucial for us to be able to take them down. But it that nice balance is something to look forward to.
Do you have seedings done for districts yet, Coach?
We do not. We're planning to do that this Wednesday.
So I know that you know, in having the discussions with Class 1 coaches this week, Mercer, Gilman City, they're both heading up to Eagleville. Where is James Ward heading?
Eagleville as well.
Okay. So there's going to be a lot of HDC flavor up at that Eagleville district.
That's for sure. Tough district, but exciting to go.
Yeah, it's going to be a really tough district. There's, you know, I was talking about that with Coach Wyatt up at Mercer yesterday. A lot of potential, very good matchups. So a couple weeks left to go in your season, Coach. What's the most important thing that you'd like the boys to do as they kind of finish up the season? What would be a best-case scenario if you guys finishing up here over the next two and a half weeks?
And just knowing that we've improved, finishing strong, kind of making sure that those little things that we talked about all season long are finally come together. Figure out our pace in order to whoever we're playing against to make sure that we control the tempo as best we can, and finishing strong, knowing that it's not the end of their careers for a lot of them, and knowing that this is just one step in their brighter future.
Obviously, the tournament's at Grundy. You go back to Grundy a week from tonight for the regular season conference matchup. What's your thoughts on the Panthers, Coach? What are you seeing about them? What impresses you?
I think it's another one of those teams that if we come out ready to go, it should be a competitive ball game. It's definitely not one that would we'd have to definitely play well in order to be there. They have some good seniors, some good players on their team that can step up. I'm excited to see what we can do.
When you look at your team, especially you want to see, especially with a young team, that they're locked in and that you know, they're competing in those things. What are the things that you look for in the first 3-4 minutes of the game that are kind of telltale signs that let you know that your young team is good to go?
Just not rushing things. Kind of one of those that you're excited to play every opportunity you step on the floor, and that's one of those things that sometimes if Kate takes us a couple minutes, and whenever you have younger teams trying to find who's going to lead them into that next step, is that's what I'm kind of looking for. Who's going to step up? Who's going to be that person that you can rely on? And each player will see it and use it. And that's something that we're figuring out. We're still finding it, but we're on the right track.
Did you take anything from the Winston game on Saturday, Coach, as you know, a step in the right direction for you guys?
That's one of those tough games that you saw moments, but it was kind of fleeting. It was a tough game, and being basically next-door neighbors, you always have that that fear of playing a tough team like that. So finding it and then trying to figure out how to score the ball even whenever you go through subs, even through that is tough.
Well, it's like taking medicine. You know, right now Winston, they're number two in the state, and they're unbeaten, and they're that for a reason.
Yeah,
they're good.
Sure.
They're tough to deal with. 5:20 on Wednesday night, as it stands right now, is the seventh place game in the HDC tournament. Tri-County taking on Newtown Harris. Tri-County at Grundy R5 1 week from tonight, February the 12th. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.